Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Frank from Madison, you're next. Frank, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Frank.
Hey. I just had a wild suggestion.
What's that, Frank?
With you buying up these additional radio stations, I think it would be great if you actually focused on, like, a real local journalist news section, you know, for each one of these communities.
Well, that's certainly part of the endeavor, Frank. You know, part of the challenge will be to find a quality journalist who can provide local coverage. But the example that we are public with, Richland Center, for example, they have a news director on staff, and they are currently doing very localized news, and they provide it three times a day. They've got three live newscasts each day on their country station. And I don't mean like a one-minute cast. I mean like a 30-minute, here's what's happened in Richland Center. So, Frank, as much as we can, we're absolutely going to embrace very local news within the broader context of the news and talk we're trying to deliver.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they can hit the local stuff and then, you know, tie that into the more state and national. But I think, you know, they always say keep it local, start local and stuff like that. And I think that's a lot of what we're missing is there's not a lot of good local journalists that just want to report the facts, you know.
Well, we can't leave it with just the facts. I'll tell you the facts and then I'll tell you who to believe.
Give you my opinion on top of it, like a little cherry.
Frank, appreciate you listening. The other thing that I am greatly encouraged by, some of these stations, again, using the example of Richland Center, because it is public and I'm not breaking anyone's confidence by having this conversation on the radio. We got the Packers. We got the Brewers. We got the Badgers. Do you know how excited I am as a lefty talk radio guy? I mean, my whole life. Mike Crute, liberal talker.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, when we were at college together, you were the sports guy, man. You wanted to be Chris Berman, dude.
I know. I am a complete homer. I'm wearing my Packer hat today, right? To be a homer and to have those things in the stable, in the portfolio? Do you know how freaking excited I am to be offered Packer games and Badger games and Brewer games? Pretty excited.
I just hope the tickets come along with it.
And it won't, at least in the case of a couple of things. It will not be limited to just one market. So we're going to have a couple of Brewers markets, a couple of Badgers markets. We're going to have Northern League baseball, small Class A baseball in some markets. We're going to have like local sports in a lot of markets. That is a big part of what we're going to try to do. You don't have to love my politics, but if your kid plays on the high school football team,
you're tuning
guess
in.
Guess who's playing his game Friday night? 844-967-2789. More friends on the phones like PT from Milwaukee. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey, all right. You know, that's really effing good news, guys. Congratulations to Crute and Don and thank you, Sage.
Yeah,
I mean, that is really, really good news to, you know, be able to hear the message of the Devil Radio across the state is incredible. So congratulations, and that's fantastic.
Well, we'll try to make you proud, Paul. And if we can't make you proud, we'll try to make you laugh.
All right. Well, you always do. You always do, which is great. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Paul.
844-967-2789. A very patient Mark from the SAC. Mark, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, guys. And this is exciting because you're bringing radio back the way it used to be, more local coverage taking care of some local issues rather than this whole conglomeration of things at the same old across the country.
And if we can win a few hearts and minds along the way, Mark, all the better.
Yes, all the better, because people out in the hinterlands, you know, don't get the don't get the liberal point of view a lot of times. I mean, I grew up in far northwest Wisconsin, where it tends still to be blue, but far northwest corner of the state, Bayfield, Ashland, Douglas counties. And thanks again for talking about that idiot attorney generals in Ohio and Indiana. I mean, that, and actually, how ignorant are these people? They don't understand that a 10-year-old girl's body cannot handle a pregnancy, at least not normally, without a lot of medical intervention, you know, on her behalf throughout the pregnancy, and then at the end of the pregnancy, because her little pelvic girdle can't take the delivery of a child, through vaginally.
But Mark, it was never about science and best medical practices. Of course, it's about whose God you believe. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, if CJ's listening, gas is down again today, $3.83 at Woodman's. And I still don't care about Hunter Biden. But I got kind of the beat down this morning with Matt Quinn bringing up the DOJ.
Bringing up a different show. You're about to get a beat down by the devil's advocates, man.
Well, okay. But it was about the PGA thing that they're investigating. And, that's fine. That's wonderful. But my whole point was that the optics of this are a little bad. I mean, we got a little bigger fish to fry than what the PGA and the Saudi Arabians are arguing over, don't you think? And, he pointed out, well, there's hundreds of attorneys, in the DOJ, if not thousands, and that's...
You lost me, Dick. Sorry, man. You're talking about a show I didn't listen to this morning. I was busy buying radio stations. 844-967-2789. I hope CJ was listening. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ. Gas is down. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I guess congratulations, but I find it funny that you're not going to use the word liberal or progressive because it doesn't work. And you had a previous caller who was upset about the Secret Service, but it's okay for Hillary to destroy 30,000. And you guys try to tell...
Did she try to coup against the government of the United States? Because she's accused of deleling personal...
The 10-year-old that was raped, the governor wanted to prosecute the doctor for not reporting the rape. It wasn't about the abortion. So, guys, try to tell the whole story, not just the part
really?
Of the story you guys like.
I don't think you understand the story, CJ. You're getting half the story. You turn on Fox News, you get like half the story. You get a very slanted version. Let's not forget, over on Fox News, CJ, they were denying this young girl existed. The story was too good to be true. How could it possibly happen like that?
It's so horrific, CJ. It's so horrific. It can't possibly be true. But, of course, it was. And my question to you and all the conservatives out there, what is so horrific about it? It's God's will, right?
For the rest of you, no matter where you live, at least here in the great state of Wisconsin, see you on the radio, if not tomorrow, soon. Have a great night. Thanks for listening. Devil's Advocates. We'll do it on Friday.